Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week Russell Sanna joins the conversation on the podcast as he talks about his relatively new position as executive director of the National Center for Responsible Gaming. The GGB podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading online gaming and land-based gaming affiliate marketing firm in the U.S. and North America. Russell Sanna was appointed executive director of the National Center for Responsible Gaming, an industry-funded organization that does research into problem and compulsive gaming, in March of 2016. He spent this year getting to know the gaming industry and introducing himself to the important executives in the industry. His goal is to increase the visibility of the NCRG and to grow the funding of the organization to be able to conduct more research and make a larger impact on the solution to problem gambling. Sanna also talks about an innovative initiative to frame problem gambling as a public health issue, since victims of problem gambling very often have other mental maladies. He spoke with me in Las Vegas in September at G2E to talk about his first year at the NCRG. Russell Sanna, thanks for joining us on the GGB podcast. It's good to get back together with you. We met last winter when you came out to Vegas soon after you had been appointed as executive director. That's your title, right?
That is, okay. Yeah.
Of the National Center for Responsible Gaming, and it's such an important organization to the industry. It was formed many years ago by
20
years ago, okay, by some of the major players in the industry wanting to know more about it, because frankly there wasn't a lot of data at that point about problem gambling. Explain what you understand about those early years.
Well, so the oral history was people like Bill Boyd and Frank Farrenkopf, having witnessed the demise of the tobacco industry, standing up before Congress and saying cigarettes do not cause cancer, taking that message to heart and saying we have to understand what is in fact going on scientifically within the gaming industry. And so there was a real commitment at that point to establishing the National Center for Responsible Gaming, establishing also a firewall between the industry and the scientist aspect. Pretty important to do that so that you don't taint the outcome of the science,
sure,
charge the science to be able to investigate the important questions. Is there gambling addiction?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So over the last 20 years, one of the most successful research projects that were established is that the prevalence of gambling disorder is 1% in the adult population. Mm-hmm. So over and over again, that's been established.
Right.
And that was an important point for the period when gaming was expanding from Nevada and New Jersey to other places, because community opposition would immediately latch on to myth or
anecdotal evidence.
My uncle, my cousin, that sort of thing. And so it's been a very important part of contributing to the conversation to be able to say, here's what the peer-reviewed science says. So in the last 20 years, the National Center has supported and research, which has resulted in over 320 published articles in peer-reviewed journals, the gold standard of research.
Right.
And so that's been an important part looking back. I just joined the organization in March, as you noted. So we're trying to assess what's the next chapter within this area.
Right. Now, I always tell a story about when I first went to the first NCRG conference. They were talking about brain synapses and the physiology of the brain, and I felt I was way out of my league there, because I wasn't a very good science student when I was in college. So since then, there's been a kind of a narrowing down of what we're going to do about it. Let's go back to the science. Has the science changed, or have we really identified what fires in your brain when you see gambling, or you somebody who has problem gambling, experiences it?
Well, I'm with you. I'm not a research scientist.
Okay. Right.
So, but there continues to be a lot of new interesting aspects that are coming out of there around addictions in general.
Sure.
One of the major issues that is now surfacing is gambling addiction fits within a syndrome of other addictions, whether it's other behavioral aspects or substance addictions as well. And that leads to a whole body of knowledge around psychopharmacology, for example. So for this summer, We gathered a bunch of scientists together for what we're conceptualizing as a public health initiative, looking at the things that are associated with gambling disorder.
Right.
And I sat next to dinner with a laboratory scientist who was telling me how she's trained laboratory rats to be addicted. And that's important because now we have a laboratory animal that pharmacology experiments can be conducted on. So they're able to make rats addicted to a certain behavior, and now they're able to test that. So that's pretty sophisticated.
Sure.
That puts them within the realm of other contemporary and leading scientific areas that are going on.
Well, you know, that's been the finding for the last few years that I found so interesting is that some people who have gambling problems typically have more than one mental health problem because they're all hand in hand. So so when it comes down, of course, our goal, you know, reaching for that answer yet?
I think that's one of the big challenges that are out there, modalities. And so at least 85% or roughly 2.2 million people, that's what we're trying to figure out in conjunction with not just scientists, state legislatures and policymakers. So we're making a concerted effort to reach out together. So one of the bureaucratic challenges that's going to be out there is a lot of changes in legislation to that. So if we start talking to these two bodies now, it'd be small, but we have a very strong brand in this whole area.
Sure.
So we want to leverage that. Some of that 85% is showing up as bankruptcy court.
Right. Yeah.
And the courts, too, here is of raising some money, and we'll begin that whole process.
Now, you mentioned that, you know, the funding. Give us a...
We also know that the federal government's probably not in a position to take up the cause of the industry-funded housing research. I understand that. Architectural research. Being able to do that. We're also very hopeful going forward. Implementation research that has been able to attract private foundation funding. That wherever they may be.
So when you say it's funded by the industry?
And so, you know, we have people funding us at the $300,000 level, and we have people they're asked to join us because they have commitment to it, and they also have a good Rolodex.
Right.
I would think historically there was at a time when there was a bit of competition between training officers there who is very supportive and wants a proposal to go to the board of directors with their operations in Native American gaming situations. So that conference,
Bernie Stevens. So, and they said we're in this together, and this would be something I would think that everybody should be involved in finding a solution for this problem.
That's in comorbidities that you might not see in the general population.
Right. Okay. Great. So you who are really interested in getting involved in this study.
I think one of the things you normally reporting to that and find a different venue where we might legislate. So one, our association, take the legal project, the bankruptcy project.
So does
an email. One of their scientists was at our meeting.
The industry that's trying to look at something bad, everybody says, oh, it's industry funded. But he would search through the NCRG.
Yeah, and that's the integrity of the scientific community. I mean, one of the scientists who are not eligible for grants from us. Yeah, we don't have that. So we have a higher standard than that. In fact, once we make that award...
Lesson in this new program that they have at Massachusetts Casino called GameSense.
So there are two things there. There is Play My Way. That has the Division of Sleep Medicine. That's where I used to work, the Division of Addictions.
And I was able to talk to the people who are actually on the floor who are implementing this program. What's your opinion on that?
We'll wait till the science GameSense program is effective. There's some... somewhat of the complex situation the regulators are in because everybody's going, now, what's a good effort to do? What's a reasonable thing to do? And it has to be, this may work, it may not work.
Right. No, we just published a podcast with him a couple of weeks ago, a gentleman from Iowa who had a big reputation in this field. So it's been...
Whereas the gaming industry has a lot of potential innovation and answer questions about responsible gaming within those contexts.
Sure. Yeah, you'll be coming up on a year in
March.
In charge here.
Yeah.
So
with consolidations, with innovations, with the look for the operators and the suppliers, there are a lot of organizations for whom health, reaching out to those individuals.
Right.
The science, as we talked about, within the public health aspects, time frame, how can we make it real time? So I think there's what's upstairs with at the Innovation Lab, mm-hmm. where there were two sophomores.
Not 21 yet.
Right,
exactly.
Yeah. So. But they're commercializing their mm-hmm. game, right?
Sure. Yep.
Who needs to get the sociology mm-hmm. Of gaming and compare it to age?
Sure, right. Well, you know, I really like your idea of framing it as a public health issue. I think that's a great approach, and good luck.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of the GGB podcast, sponsored by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing partner for online and land-based casinos. If you want to hear more about the topics discussed today, visit GGBMagazine.com for all the news and trends in the casino industry. For weekly updates, subscribe to GGB News, which delivers all the news of the gaming industry to your desktop, waiting for you every Monday morning. Please join us next week for another edition of the GGB podcast, and don't forget to follow GGB on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, on Facebook and LinkedIn at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Have a great week.